When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sing it to...
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
It's called cocaine, and you don't want no part of this shit.
Cocaine? What's it do?
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
You've been juiced. I will juice you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I do.
I said nothing went wrong and then something went wrong.
It's on me.
It's on me, everybody.
These aren't the rantings of someone who's had some bad chemicals and overdid it to be funny and relevant to people who are at least 50 years younger than him. This is...
Quitters... Never give up.
Oh, yeah. Weapon for all of Quitters Never Give Up. Check off Christopher. Check off
Jen Pastorini.
Check off Lindsay. Check off.
Hello, Drew.
Oh, the great Ed Wynn, ladies and gentlemen. I love him so much.
Because I said Quitters Never Give Up, and he said, that's all they do.
This must be amazing.
They're right.
Hola, party people. It is episode 146. I'm pretty sure that's the episode 146. And we are Quitters Never Give Up. Here we go. Let's meet the quitters. Let's say hello to Edwin.
Sometimes your parents give you a name, and you may not feel like an Edwin.
Sure, sure.
You may not.
Never did.
You may not be Edwin material.
No, never felt like an Edwin.
I assure you, he is Edwin material. What's up, Edwin?
I am the highest quality Edwin material you'll ever see. I'm good, folks.
Let's say hello to Lindsay.
So, Kevin, did you see Lindsay at Coachella?
Hi, Lindsay. How was Coachella?
Hello, party people.
Let's go ahead and say hello to Jen.
Oh, my God, big surprise. It's Jennifer.
Hey.
What's up, Jen?
Hi, peeps. Glad to be back.
Awesome. Shall we start?
And you are?
Yeah, who are you?
Oh,
yeah.
Who am I? I'm Christopher.
Chris is in prison for burglary and identity theft. He has been in prison since 2014. He will get out in 2024. Definitely not proud of it, and he knows that. But I'm a firm believer that, you know, people make mistakes, and, you gotta forgive.
Gotta forgive. 2024, I'm out. I'm here. It's weird. I've been seeing my name only exclusively on crime shows. So...
Huh.
I think it's a sign.
Fast and the Furious.
And Fast and the Furious is there. Let's go. Shall we do the flashback with no introduction?
Heck yeah.
To make your day a little brighter, here's Jen with, man, is this a flashback?
Hello and welcome to a very special
flashback.
Because I'm going to introduce you now.
Flashback.
And now,
flashback.
No introduction.
Let's have a look at this.
Just play the intro.
Dave Matthews is going to do two free concerts next month at the U.S. Military Academy.
He's good that way.
He is good that way. This was for that contest. Remember when everybody had to punch in DMB,
yes.
DMB into their cell phones in order to get to play their school?
Yes.
Well, apparently, West Point beat out 100 other colleges for the world's largest pep rally contest. So Dave will perform there on the 14th and 15th.
He's one of those performers that's, to me, it seems like even way better than the CD, which very few performers are.
I agree. He is great live. So the guys in West Point get a chance to see him, which is great because then they'll be shipped to Iraq for the rest of their lives. They'll have a good memory of the States before they go away.
Couldn't end that story on a positive note at all, Ralph.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Come on, let's face facts.
See? Better than the CD. Kevin and Ralph. We're done. I'm done with any excuses about... And I don't understand the hate for Dave Matthews. He doesn't get radio play. It's not like a Red Hot Chili Peppers thing. There's only like three songs that get played, if they do at all.
The compliment of better than the CD also depends on what the CD sounds like. I mean, I've had some CDs that aren't that good.
They're just the, how would you say this? They're just the basic song, basically. And once you had a con, okay, so Bruce works at my store. He's 81 years old. And so for the last few days we worked together, I've been playing a lot of live Dave Matthews. And he, 81-year-old Bruce, loves it. He's like, this is great. And he'd never heard of it or anything. So, you know, I think it's just good music. And you don't have to hate on it.
I think 81-year-old Bruce turned off the hearing aids. And it's like, it's wonderful. No, I kid. I kid, Lindsay. Don't,
I know.
Don't
it's give me funny.
Don't give me the look. I'm kidding.
I kid because I care.
Yes, exactly. I believe I've seen them live, too, during an acoustic Christmas, I think. In the 90s, when they were.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Not bad. Good.
Yeah, not awful. All right.
Here not we go. Awful.
That's going on the CD.
That's the title of the podcast. Not awful.
And it's also all a new right. T-shirt. Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to play a game?
Yes.
Because it's supposed to be super secret, but we're holding the entire Breakfast with My Chemical Romance in a dog loo. I mean, that's how small it's going to be. It's going to be all of us in a dog loo. What's a dog loo?
A dog loo?
I don't know what a dog loo is.
It's like a doghouse that looks like an igloo?
It's one of the all-time great comedy trigger words. It's a dog loo. You've never seen the dog loos?
How is it one of the all-time great comedy words if a whole room of people don't know what it is?
How could you not be down with dog loos? They're like little plastic igloos that you use as a doghouse. And the comedy was supposed to be we're all going to cram into one for the breakfast with my...
So you're saying that's how small it is.
It's a tiny room. It's a small area. And it's not an area with a lot of square footage was my point.
Do you lie down on a Davenport by the veranda, you old prick.
No, dog loos are new. Dog loos have only been around for a few years. Write an article about the guy who invented it and made multi-million dollars.
Listen, guy who won't stop talking about dogs. Can we give away tickets to our breakfast?
Yes. Yes, we can.
All right. This game is called, oddly enough, Welcome to the Black Parade.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
God damn it, Bowie again.
Welcome to the Black Parade. Welcome to the Black Parade. Welcome to the Black Parade.
All right, I think I
did. Welcome to the Black Parade. Welcome to the Black Parade. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Now we're out of time for the game, David.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Okay. Why does David Bowie have to do all of our theme songs now?
Because Ralph saw Flight of the Conchords on HBO, and there was a very funny skit with David Bowie in a dream, and Ralph's obsessed with it. That's why.
1-800-520-1067. Welcome to the Black Parade. If you're a MyChem fan, you want to join us for the Breakfast with My Chemical Romance. Here's the way the game is going to be played. I'm going to ask you a simple trivia question. All of the answers have the word black in the answer. All right. All of the answers include the word black. 1-800-520-1067. Heidi in Norwalk. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hi, Heidi.
Heidi, you knew you were with me. You knew what a dog loo was, right?
I think I did.
Yeah. Oh, she's just saying that, Bean. Right. No one knows it.
Listen up. Here's your question. This recent film documented the horrors of genetically mutated lambs attacking helpless New Zealanders. What was it called?
Anyone?
Black Sheep?
Whoa.
That was a great movie.
That's black in the name.
Black in the title is really going to be the hint that's going to help you with all of these answers. Recent film documented the horrors of genetically mutated lambs attacking helpless New Zealanders.
Oh, my God.
Even a guess at this point would make you look smart.
The Black Lamb?
Oh, no.
Did you say the Black Clam?
Black Lamb.
Black Lamb.
Oh, Lamb. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Black Sheep is what we were looking for. The movie's called Black Sheep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good, too. Sorry about that.
Welcome to
No, David, we don't have time. We don't have time for that, David. No, we don't. All right, let's move along to Stephanie and Bellflower. Hey, Steph.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, listen up. Here's your question. Black in the title for My Chemical Romance breakfast tickets on The Kevin and Bean Show. This comedian got his big break ranting on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Eddie?
Louis Black.
Yep.
Black in the title. We're giving you half the answer here, Stephanie.
Black is part of it.
We do need an answer. so sorry. We were looking for Lewis Black is the answer.
Welcome to Black Parade. Okay.
All right, have Dave just stand by until the end. We don't really need to go to him first. All right, let's try another contestant. Let's try Ashley in HB. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
We're not having much luck here today so far. Are you going to help us out?
Hopefully. It's sounding kind of hard.
Yeah, well.
Okay. This bubonic disease can be transmitted by the fleas on vermin or by having sex with Paris Hilton. What's that called?
Christopher?
The Black Plague?
Oh, my gosh. That's so hard.
Black is part of
it. In the name black. The word black.
Black is in the answer.
Black.
Bubonic disease.
Bubonic disease. I have no idea what that even means.
Oh, my God.
We were looking for the Black Plague or the Black Death. Either one.
Welcome to
No, Dave. Okay. Let's try Becky in Riverside. Maybe chicks are the problem. Maybe that's what they all have in common here.
Becky
all these
will
people
know.
Who,
okay. Becky will know. I think I have faith in Becky.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
I hope you're a My Chemical Romance fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen up. The Prisoner of Azkaban was Harry Potter's godfather and probably touched him in a naughty place. What's his name?
Lindsay.
Severus Black?
Isn't it Sirius Black?
I don't... I got part of it. It's Severus Snape, Sirius Black.
I knew it.
We got a winner. Fantastic.
All right, you're going to be at the breakfast. Congratulations.
All right.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Jessica in Orange. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi.
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 Jessica, how old are you, Jess?
16.
Okay, then I won't ask you that question. How about this AC/DC album was very famous for them, their biggest hit, and the first to feature lead singer Brian Johnson. We're looking for an AC/DC album title.
Christopher?
Back in Black?
Back in Black.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Done. Congratulations. Yeah. Well done.
Welcome to Black Parade.
David? No.
Not yet?
Give me someone 18 or up so I can ask my favorite question.
Lindsay?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not 18, are you? Shoot. You can't ask that one, B.
I'll give you something else. Lindsay, you ready for my chem tickets?
Yes.
All right, listen up. If you're enjoying an episode of Baldwin Hills on BET, that's on BET, what network are you watching?
Anyone?
Black Entertainment Network?
Black Entertainment Television.
BET?
Yes.
Yes.
Which stands for?
BET.
Black is in the title.
Black?
Yes.
Entertainment?
Yes.
Tonight?
Oh!
No! Black Entertainment. Hang on.
No, there's no tonight. Hanging on. I'm sorry. We were looking for Black Entertainment Television is the answer we were looking for.
Tonight, though.
All right. Give me Adam and Reseda. Maybe he's our lucky 18 and up for our favorite question. Final pair of tickets for this morning for the Welcome to the Black Parade, My Chemical Romance Breakfast. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
How old are you?
25.
That's okay. Fantastic. This porn series features the legendary Shane Diesel introducing his trouser monster to unsuspecting white women. What's it called?
Anyone?
Edwin, you know this.
Black Entertainment Tonight.
All right, let's find out.
Say that again.
This porn series features the legendary Shane Diesel introducing his trouser monster to unsuspecting white women. It's called
Black Love.
No.
It's Black Zilla.
Yeah, Black Zilla is what we're looking for. Thanks for the David Bowie, take us home.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
I'd say that was successful.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
We got two more people into the breakfast,
Welcome
I guess.
To the Black Parade.
Try again Monday morning.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Show me his feet next.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
All right, David, that's fine.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
We got it.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
I will say, I never knew where that bit came from of doing David Bowie. I don't know how I missed that day. So for years, I'd liked the bit, but I'm like, when did they start doing that? What's the reference? So thank you. Now I know.
That's why we do what we do. All right. And we had the Juice passed away.
Have you guys seen this story? I know Ralph brought it up in the Showbiz beat not too long ago, but O.J. Simpson has a new TV show.
I heard.
It's not a TV show. It's a pay-per-view, actually. But it's, well, it's a candid camera program called Juiced. That's the name of it.
I don't ever want to be surprised by O.J. Simpson. Yeah. It does not end well.
No.
Yeah, that never, that can't be a, first of all, can't be a good show. Second of all, do you really want to give that guy money?
No.
And
God,
third of
no.
all, does he have a sense of humor? I mean, he's supposed to be like punked, right? That's what Juiced is. It's supposed to be just like punked.
I think so. But you're forgetting the great work he did in the Naked Gun movies. He was good as Norberg. I'm going to tell you right now that he did have a sense of humor. He was funny.
That was before the killing.
Yeah, not as funny anymore.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to him and find out what's going on exactly.
All right.
Good morning, OJ. Are you there?
Good morning, Kevin Devine. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
How do you ask do I have a sense of humor? Of course I have a sense of humor. You don't lose sense of humor just when you kill some people.
Is that right?
No. Sometimes you need more of a sense of humor to get over the fact.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I have so many questions for you. How were you? Was it difficult for you to find someone to work with? You're kind of a pariah in Hollywood. Was it tough for you to find someone who was willing to finance and record and edit and distribute your projects?
No, surprisingly, no. I came up with this idea. I said, look, if the inventive mind of Ashton Kutcher can come up with punk,
right?
Well, I'm the Juice. I could come up with something too.
Right.
So that's how we come up with Juice. And I went to some people and I talked to them and they said, Juice, that's a great idea. Let's make that a TV show. Make it a DVD, pay-per-view, network, whatever we can do with it. Let's just do it and have fun.
Did they say that on purpose or were you explaining it to them?
Well, I was cleaning a knife at the time.
Okay.
I think they did it just because they wanted to work with the Juice. The Juice is funny. The Juice is entertaining. Mm-hmm. The Juice is one hell of an actor.
Now, well, tell us about the money that you're making for this project, OJ.
No. I'm not making any money from this.
Oh, please.
I did this just to get away. Just to get away and have some fun. That's all.
You expect people to believe you did that for nothing?
Yes, or I'll kill you if you don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you believe me?
Yes.
I thought you would.
Yes.
Let
me ask you this, OJ. Is it possible that you didn't get paid to make the show, but now that it's available for pay-per-view, someone will discreetly be handing you a check from those profits?
Nope. I'm not making a dime off this. I did it just for fun.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
as far as you know.
Right.
And as far as Goldman knows.
Sure, yeah.
And
he's
Brown.
He's very upset about it.
And Gloria Allred.
Yeah, they're all upset. Yeah.
And Judge Ito.
Now, I've seen Punked a lot.
That Punked is funny.
What kind of stuff do you do on your show?
Well, I think you should get the pay-per-view yourself or buy the DVD and find out.
I can't really give you any money, OJ. I just can't do that.
Well, look, if you want to cheat yourself out of some hilarious entertainment, well, then that's your prerogative. But I'm telling you, I'm the Juice.
Now, Psycho Mike in the studio here is telling me that we have clips from your show.
Well, maybe you read about one scene they seem to be talking about in the papers quite a bit.
That must be the one with the white Bronco. You pull a prank on somebody.
I'm glad
in a car.
Alex gave you the story so somebody could read it.
Yes. You show up at a car lot, you try to sell a guy a Ford white Bronco, right?
That's right. That made the final cut for Juice. It's hilarious, me trying to sell a white Bronco.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
No, buying some gloves. Hold on a second.
I'm sorry, OJ. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That made the
DVD.
Oh.
But we did some other pranks that did not make the final edit. Some outtakes.
Okay, what is this then? What do I have?
You have some of the outtakes, I think. The first one is me working at Robinson's May in the men's department selling leather gloves.
Leather gloves.
Yeah, this is me selling some leather gloves.
Okay, here's the clip.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You buying some gloves today?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are good leather gloves.
Oh, really?
You know what these are good for?
No, what?
Like when you're going to kill somebody and you don't want to leave fingerprints.
What?
You ever try to kill someone?
No.
You ever be married to some bitch who cheats on you with a waiter and then you have to kill her?
What are you talking about?
Hey, where you going? Hey, I'm the Juice. You've been juiced, motherfucker.
That didn't make the special?
No, I don't know. They didn't want to put that one in. I thought that was funny.
That's weird.
These are gloves. What OJ was selling me gloves for? He didn't know.
You know, OJ, not everybody can relate to the experience that you've had. The rest of us don't really take out our rage with a knife.
Then there's the one of me in the mall working at a luggage store selling people luggage.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great, but they didn't put that in either.
Looking for a piece of luggage, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, this I like this piece a lot myself.
Oh.
This holds $10,000 in cash and a disguise and your passport.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. It's good for when you're running away from a crime scene.
You really?
Yeah. You know what else you could fit in here?
I know.
A woman. A woman if you cut her up into pieces and put it in.
What?
Where you go?
I'm out of here.
Get back here, mother. You've been juiced. I will juice you.
Oh, man. You should have seen the look on his face when I talked about hacking a woman to pieces and putting her in luggage. Oh, that's some funny stuff.
Yes, it is.
And then, oh, the best one, I think, and they thought that this was too far, but I thought it was great.
Okay.
Me working in a department store in the cutlery section selling knives.
Oh, yeah.
And this blonde bitch comes up to buy a knife.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, fine, thank you.
Looking to buy some knives?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like this one myself. It's real sharp.
Yeah, I'm looking for a camping knife.
Who are you buying it for?
My boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What's your boyfriend do?
Oh, he's a waiter.
A waiter?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's a waiter. Well, that's f***ing wonderful. That's I'll show you how sharp this knife is. Look, here's how sharp it is. Girl. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, lady. Lady? You've been juiced.
Yeah.
You don't think that one went a little too far, OJ?
Oh, man. Oh, that was the funniest one.
You guys ever watch that show?
No. It was on pay-per-view, so no. No money for OJ. But, right. I mean, the part that's funny to me is that was basically how the show went. The clips that I've seen, is the joke was that you're dealing with someone who killed people, and that's part of the bit. I'm OJ, I killed people, I'm selling you this car. So, I mean, it wasn't really far from the parody.
Right?
And OJ, did you ever see that clip where he was being interviewed and he played the prank on the interviewer where he showed up with the hockey mask and the knife? That one was going around for a while. The reels. It doesn't really work too well on radio, but here we go.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke, and this is it.
So right there, he shows up with a knife and pretending to stab her, and that was OJ. That was so fucking weird. But I'm glad collectively everybody can be happy that he died. I haven't seen anybody so fucking where so many people were just happy that he was gone. There was no kind word said about him from anybody. We all just came together as a country and said, OJ is a piece of shit.
OJ brought us together. He finally did something good.
Right.
I do have the hotline to heaven I can dust off.
I
don't think OJ made it into heaven. I don't think that number's going to go through.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check.
Nicely done. I'll allow it.
Worth the wait.
All right, so these are short.
And now, a moment with Bean. And the Dodgers are, you know, being as good as they need to be to stay in first place right now, and it's no small... because of him, you know?
Would you say it's no small because of him?
That's right.
That was a moment with Bean.
Wow.
We just found that one. We didn't realize we had that.
That's good.
Hall of Fame.
Right. Okay, last one.
Let's go to birthdays.
So they're igloos for dogs?
Dog glues.
They're called dog glues.
Everybody knows what that is. Knows. Who's the last person that should be saying everybody knows?
The guy who doesn't know anyone.
No.
That guy.
How could you drive around and not see dog loos in people's neighborhoods, though?
You said classic comedy kickword.
It's a funny word,
classic
but I'm saying...
Classic comedy kickword.
No, it was a funny word, but my point is, how can you not know what a dog loo is
but
at this point?
But we don't!
But why?
What do you want from us?
Don't you ever see them out now that I've described what they are? It's a doghouse that looks like an igloo. You've never seen one in somebody's yard?
No. I'm not going into people's backyards looking at their dog housing.
You don't have to. You just drive down any street in America, there's a dog loose.
Listen,
somebody's got a dog
who
loose.
Who drives down any street in America less than you, by the way? How do you know what that experience is like being in America?
Get out.
You live on
around.
A freaking island, Dr. Moreau.
Wow, tough room.
Can we just go home?
Oh, the great dog glue controversy.
Do you sell dog glues at the pet store?
The vegetable store.
The vegetable store?
No, I don't sell dog glues. You can get those anywhere. So I try to have things that people don't have. I do have kennels, you know, and things like that, but not the dog glue. But I have to order them for the prison.
What?
What?
You skipped a part of the story there somewhere.
Okay, so there's a prison. It's about, I don't know, an hour from my house. And the prison guards that work there, they buy their dog food and supplies from me. And okay. So I have to order them these giant kennels and the dog glues and that kind of stuff. So,
and these are dogs that work at the prison?
Yeah, they're sniffing dogs. So anything coming in or going out of the prison, they have to sniff for drugs and stuff. And then they use the dogs to, I guess they go into the cells and bring the dogs to make sure there's no drugs or things they're not supposed to have.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a prison next to you.
Well, it's not next
to me.
An hour away. I didn't know there was... I just thought there was Bigfoot and bears. That's all I thought was around, Jen.
I would prefer just Bigfoot and bears. But no, there's also the pup program through the animal rescue that I volunteer with. And so there's two handlers per dog. And so a lot of times we take our dogs and send them there, and they get trained for canine good citizen. Uh-huh. And so they're more adoptable. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I like how Lindsay laughed at me for wondering if they worked at
no,
the prison.
No, I thought you were joking, and she was completely serious.
That
like,
could have went either way, is the thing.
The dogs are shopping for their own things. Right. It was true. It was serious.
Are they doing hard time? You know.
Well, then it's actually kind of cool. One of the handlers, he got out of prison and was able to take his dog with him, which uh-huh. I think is the first time that's happened, and then he's adopted another dog since then, so... You know, aww. It's good for the prisoners. It's good for the dogs.
That's good.
Christopher, you have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices for the sniffing dogs, right?
Somewhere, yeah. We got to do that next week.
Next week.
Next week, as well as the Hotline to Hell for OJ. I think we'll do that next week.
Ooh, there we go.
All right, now it's messages time.
Yes, there's three of them. They're all three from Stone Man. So, bada, 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 bada.
Quitters never give up. It's Stoneman. Hey, so I know I've been a little bit absent lately, but did want to check in. Great episode, by the way, as usual. I've been loving them, even though I haven't been calling. The game on the Foo Fighter and the Foo calling quiz was hilarious and super easy for me, but the Foo Fighters. Name that song one, I would have failed badly on that one. Just never listened to the Foo Fighters all that seriously. I like them, but didn't listen to them all that seriously. But great work as usual. Love the Quitters. You guys keep putting it out. All right, bye. Quitters never give up. I tell you what, I said recorded a message. I guess it didn't send the last one. Looks like you guys need too much information, man. But I sent it, so you're probably going to play them both at the same time. So Bob from Chattanooga messages show that one. Omar's cartoon hate for Rachel Ray was a great look back. I loved that so much. Yeah, I agree that when Ralph gets mad and when Omar gets mad, it's just gold. And the episode was strong, really strong. I just love the show, and I'm always listening, but I'm telling you, too much information on having to sign in, and she, okay. Okay, Bob from Chattanooga episode. Drew,
I got the reference about the gerbil and Richard Gere. I don't, nobody else seemed to pick up on it. And then the origin for the Sam from Santa Monica, and then some of the other origins from the clips. Absolute gold. All right. Love you guys.
Back to you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Stone Man. So off the rails.
Stone Man! All right, here we go. Well, if I figure out where I was, heaven, and here we go.
My name is Bean, and I love nuts.
Nailed it.
Ow! You get it, Edwin. You want her to promote your podcast. We got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue.
Janky
podcast.
That is the worst euphemism for poop.
All right, let's start the podcast roundup. A bit of information on the roundup. This roundup is for the olds. So
if you're under 30, go fuck yourself.
So here we go. But we'll first start with Janky Town. And Dave was sad on this episode.
Recently, a lot of death has been around me. I've been around a lot of death. It's not good. It's not fun. It does have me thinking of my own mortality. And I don't like those thoughts. I don't. I don't know how you guys handle it when this happens. But for me, it's a struggle. I go into a little wormhole of, oh my God, I'm going to die soon. And it's not good. I don't like where I go. I went to a funeral recently and I took a different approach to it. Because funerals my whole life have been a sad thing, right? Like, it's sad. But this time I thought I would look at it as a celebration. A celebration of that person who we lost. Who, it was a friend, and I would like to just think that even with this person dying, there's still some good that came out of it.
So, pretty sad to hear the King of Mexico, really sad, but it's good to see that he's taking that funeral more like a celebration. I do have a clip of Dave at the funeral celebrating.
Yeah, okay. It goes into my lap, I know. Yeah, girls, girls. Body counts where I lost my heart. Fly, pelican. Yeah, I'm enjoying, okay. I love that. Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo, come and I snore it all up.
Here's Sam.
I think Dave could have used some cocaine, man. He was so slow there. Is bumming me out.
Go 1.5 speed next time.
Yeah. Listen to Janky Town at 1.5 is what I say.
All right. Over on Frank and Friends, there was Eclipse Talk with his co-host Elise, who turned out to be a wackadoodle a bit. And you'll hear it in this clip. And then Frank also franking it to 11.
Are you doing anything for the eclipse? This episode will come out right before the solar eclipse.
I always do things for important events like
that. I mean, you're traveling to the path of totality.
No. Okay, because a partial eclipse is really cool, too.
Yeah, but...
And there's a demon comet that's coming right after it. It's like... like that, right? Who would want to miss that, right?
And well, if it was, I mean, I'm going to go to the path of totality so I can really see it.
Yeah, take pictures.
I am amazed that my friend Bean has his podcast co-host lives an hour or so from the path of totality in Maine, and she's not going to go. She's going to be satisfied with the 99% totality, and having experienced the 100% totality back in 2017, the 99% it's okay. But we all saw 99%. Everyone who's seen 100% has also seen 99%, yes. And that's, you go like, eh. But then when you get to 100%, it's like, whoa.
I think a partial eclipse would be pretty awesome to experience, too.
I can't settle for 99% anymore. 88% is not enough. I'm 100 or nothing, baby.
All right, let's go over to Kevin and Sluggo. Kevin Smith was on.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Happy to say hello to Kevin Smith.
Hey!
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, kids. How are you?
We're good. How you been?
I've been good, man. I mean, well, last year I went into the mental hospital, but it's been a year since then, so I've been good. So far, I've found my marble again, and everything's copacetic.
Excellent. That's a weird way of answering a question.
Yeah. I like it.
I went deep real fast, man. You know, there's no nipple work with Kevin Smith. It's just kind of right to it.
Tell us
you've been there for a red hot minute now, right?
Yeah, been here for
it's like three and a half years.
Tell them I need a job.
They're not exactly hiring.
Darn, man.
He was there promoting the 4:30 movie and also Hollywood Babylon. I got a little bit of that.
Nice. Tell us about the 4:30 movie.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's 4:30 movie coming out this summer. Is that right?
Yeah, it's coming out this summer. Saban picked it up. It was a flick we shot last summer back in that movie theater I own in New Jersey, Smile Castle Cinemas. When I bought that place with my friends, I was like, well, we got a free set, so I might as well write a movie for it.
Sure.
So I started writing a flick about, you know, four kids who go hopping around a multiplex on one day in 1986. We used to do that as kids. You pay for one movie.
Yep.
And then you just go see every other movie.
Kevin here was expert at it. He taught me exactly how it worked a long time ago.
Oh, man. It's so weird that I got over on the movie business for so long and then became a part of it as well.
That is hilarious. Right. And now you're doing a movie about getting over on the movie business.
Yes. It's just I'm falling in my own meta hole. Exactly as dirty as I meant it to say.
I would rather you didn't say that.
I love that Kevin still says movie. Oh, man. Do you remember those days when you used to be able to skip in between movie theaters? Does that still happen? Do the kids today still do that?
I don't know. Do people go to movie theaters anymore?
I actually went to see Ghostbusters 2, and that one I fell asleep on. That was pretty slow.
Is this recent?
Yeah, Ghostbusters 4.
Oh, how was it?
I fell asleep during
the movie. Oh. This has been Christopher's Movie Reviews.
My little girl's like waking me up, Daddy. You're sleeping.
Oh.
I think because I didn't see the last one, I had no idea who any of these people are. You could put that drop in. As you like.
I don't know who any of those people are.
And it just, I didn't know who any people any of them
were. I don't
were,
know who
so
any
no
of those
connection
people
to them
are.
Or idea of what they were doing or why I was interested in any of them.
Christopher's Movie Reviews.
Let's go over to HBO. On this series of Hollywood Babylon, Kevin was on.
I'd love to ride on the drinking board.
So here's Kevin. And talking about how he's going to start drinking.
Maybe this is the drinking night, man, for me.
Yes. What?
Do they have a frou-frou drink of some sort? Something with, like, you know.
Can we get a Sunny D and rum, please? For fucking Junior over here.
Fuck you. That sounds delicious. Less, you know, go light on the rum, but that sounds good. No, I want to join you and Josh. Let me get one of them silly drinks.
Who are you?
It's Saturday night in Burbank.
This all started at Comic-Con, didn't it? This whole thing about you starting to have cocktails from time to time.
Yeah.
I like it. I like this side of you.
Well, you just sounded like a commercial when you're like, sometimes it's the only thing that helps.
I mean,
a sad commercial, but like a fucking a PSA. But a commercial nonetheless, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll have a drink.
And the drinking led to Ralph talking about his early days.
I miss my cocaine days. They were good.
Every
time I talk about it, I get a little sad.
Just out of curiosity, why do you miss them?
Why do I miss them?
Yeah.
The cocaine days?
Yeah.
Because they were awesome. That's why.
No, but
why are they still doing it?
Yeah, why are they a thing of the past?
Thank you. Thank you, cocaine fans. The biggest round of applause all night was for cocaine.
Yeah, fuck your comedy. The idea of coke. Give me some blow. Why wouldn't you do it now? Is too old?
I think that you reach a certain age where your heart will explode if you if you do it the way I did it. And I only know one way to do it, baby.
That's right. 100 to nothing, just like Frank says. And I have one more bit from them that was just pure Ralph gold. And it's a long one. It's them breaking down the Rocky franchise.
What's the, you shouldn't do this, Rocky, you'll die or something.
Yeah, of course. That's the last five films in the series. They always say that to him. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Since Rocky
you get too.
One more punch.
It's Rocky too.
You're going to die.
Don't do it, Rock. You might die.
I'm asking you, please. Please. Don't ask me to stop being a man.
Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky, don't do it. You might die.
I'm asking you, please. Please let me get my face beat in again, right?
Rocky 4, I don't know. He's from Russia. Don't do it, you know.
I'm asking you, please. Dosvidanya. Nostrovia. A man.
Oh my God, it's frighteningly easy to write a Rocky movie.
It really is.
So wait.
You can do it, but you're doing it alone.
Somebody has to say that.
He made so
point.
Many of them without that guy.
I know.
But wait, so 4 was the Russian, 5 was
Tommy Gunn,
and then
6 was
Rocky
Mason
Balboa.
Dixon.
It's a whole fucking Marvel universe of those movies, isn't there?
There is.
You should really do a multiverse where he fights himself from each era, one by one.
I'm asking you, please. No, I'm asking you, please. Don't ask me stuff. I am asking you, stop being a man, right? I want you to stop being a man. I asked you please already twice.
And then fucking Beast from the X-Men is there.
I'm asking you, Beast. Beast.
I don't understand him, Charles.
Don't do it, Rocky. You'll end up in a wheelchair like me.
Professor X, I'll...
Rocky's my real name. My code name is Italian Stallions.
So classic Ralph, just the whole bit himself, just all on the fly. I can't believe that. It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, we need that movie, by the way.
I think so.
Time traveling Rocky.
Going to the Marvel Universe. Can't fight Thanos.
He fights Thanos in the last movie.
I'm asking you, please. Okay, so Ralph has a bachelor party problem.
So funny, my other friend, who is one of the other groomsmen in the wedding.
Oh, sure.
Also straight edge, doesn't drink.
Oh, how about that? We're going to get together, have a good time.
I said, fuck me. How is a guy supposed to have a bachelor party when he's surrounded by Mormons?
We're the ones who are going to keep it together so no one gets arrested.
But all my party pals are back east. They're flying in for the wedding. I can't have them fly in for
do the bachelor party the night before the wedding.
Before. Excellent.
That's
idea.
How you do it, yeah. Man.
At my age, I'd bounce back quickly.
Smell
from
cysteine.
That.
You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine.
No, I'm thinking I might have to fly east for my bachelor party. You know, a night of miniature golf with you two doesn't really sound.
We'll get a stripper. Miniature golf and a stripper. That'd be fun. You can drink. We'll take pictures.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Ralph, we got a solution for you. The quitters never give up. People are here for you. We will throw you your bachelor party. No one throws a party like Edwin.
Right?
It's just going to be a rager.
Yeah, miniature golf is just the beginning, Ralph.
Strippers and Hanna-Barbera cartoons? That's what we got.
So I got a shout out to the people that listen to the Ralph Report. A couple of weeks ago, a gentleman called in named David. He said, I'm David from Sonora, California. So I called in like, my business is in Sonora, California. Oh my God, to meet somebody out of the wild would be fantastic. So David, if you're listening, I've got Dusty's Den in Sonora, California. And then he called in again on Tuesday for the tongue twister. He's like, it's David from Sonora. I'm like, so I called it into Ralph. I'm like, come on, Ralph. I want to meet some people in the wild. It'd be fun.
Nice. Hope we He doesn't have any prison dogs.
Yeah, right.
Here's Ralph talking about a new Springsteen movie.
He has brought into the fold a film based on Bruce Springsteen making his seminal album, Nebraska. Okay. I think this is a gamble.
Huh.
This is a very specific niche audience, I think, for this particular film. It's not a biopic of Bruce Springsteen.
It's just this making it's this album. It's
what the boss was going through specifically when he made this album, which is known as one his first sort of personal dark album. He was coming off of having been the world's biggest superstar and born in the USA and all that stuff. And this was him sort of trying to deal with all that stuff. So it's what he went through while he was making that album.
It's an interesting story, but I don't know if that's going to have broad appeal to it.
So I went and got a clip of the movie. Let's let me play the trailer for that.
I was walking down the boardwalk one day, and I saw him feeling pretty bad about myself, you know? And then I saw a guy walking the other way, and he had no shoes, but he had a really nice coat, so I hit him in the head with a trash can, and I took that coat because it was cold that night. The wind was whipping down the boardwalk, and you know, then I had a dead bum on my hands. So I called Clarence, and he came down, and we cut him up and buried him under the boardwalk. So tonight, I want to celebrate the fact that the statute of limitations is finally up on that crime. The song I call My Hometown.
You are all going to die tonight.
That new horror movie from Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen. All right, let's just go straight to old people talk.
If you're under 30, go fuck yourself.
Here's Bean talking about drinking Ovaltine.
This is very consistent with my Bing Crosby and Edward R. Murrow chat earlier in the episode. But Allie, I'm a huge fan of Ovaltine. I don't know if you've ever even heard of Ovaltine or only your grandparents had it, but I love some Ovaltine.
I literally in my head just went, oh, a little doppel do ya. But that was Brill Cream.
That was Brill Cream. Yeah, that was for your hair.
Very old as well. Ovaltine is for old people. That's how they got their calcium, right?
I don't know about that, but it is a chocolate powder that you mix in like you would with Nestle's powder, but it's not nearly as sweet as that. And it's very old-fashioned. It's been around 100 years, and I kind of grew up on it, I guess. And it was real. I recently bought some here in England, and I'm so excited to be an Ovaltini again. That's what the fans were called, is Ovaltinis.
No one is called an Ovaltini, number one. Number two, have you checked the Best Buy date on that? Because it's 1974.
It might be. It might be.
Edwin. You were like a pig in slop this week. I know that. The Edward R. Murrow, the Ovaltine, the TV Guide. We didn't even bring up the TV Guide.
Right.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes of Cup of Tea, they were amazing, yeah. And he played a clip from Fred Allen, who's a super-duper old-time radio comedian that I sent him. So, yeah, it was like ancient history. It was great. By the way, when we drink it now, it's old Ovaltine. Hey-o.
What was Ovaltine? I still not really sure.
It was a malted. It was so Nestle chocolate milk powder. That one, that's just for hot chocolate or chocolate milk. The Ovaltine though had malt in it, so it had that.
So it's like malt liquor.
Yeah, like a thicker. It made it thicker. So
all I remember is it from A Christmas Story. I remember he got the decoder ring from Ovaltine, and that's all I remember. All right. Let's go back in time. Bean tells a story about how he shaved his head.
When Kevin and I went to New Orleans, back in the day, early on, we did a bunch of traveling with the show. It was Kevin and Bean's summer vacation, and this must have been the summer of either 1990 or 1991, where we went across the country and we did shows from different cities along the way, right?
Yeah.
That was maybe the first time I'd ever been to New Orleans. It might have been. And we went down to the French Quarter, of course, and interviewed a bunch of drunk people and everything like that. And one of the things that you're supposed to do is get a hurricane, right? And I'm not a drinker, as you know. Kevin had a little more experience with hard liquor than I did. But it was, to my taste, like drinking gasoline. Like, I couldn't believe that it was a real thing that people enjoyed. And we also ended up shaving our heads on that trip, Allie.
Yeah, you both looked like, let's say it,
skinheads. We looked like skinheads. What we looked
you,
like.
Yeah, you. I mean, you guys looked like you should not be anywhere in the Deep South.
Right. One guy with a bald head walks into a bar and it's a bald guy. Two guys walk in and all of a sudden you're in the Klan. I mean, it was a very weird feeling walking around like that. And I guess the hurricanes probably led up to the haircut. I guess they probably had something. It seemed like a good idea at the time, I guess.
I remember Lightning talking about when they got back from this trip was his first day. He talked about how they came. It was his first day. He was getting interviewed, and then in walked these two giant guys with bald heads. I remember when he had it, when Bean was talking about the pina coladas, and he said he never drank before. And then I brought this up. I said I thought he got drunk and shaved his head. And well, there you go. There's the story. That's the story. All right. Time for the week that was.
What'd you think of the show?
Huh? You gotta stop
driving away.
I thought Lindsay kicked me out already. That's all. No, I gotta go. Bye.
No, we weren't talking about poop
yet. Okay, here we go.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin.
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3.
It's a new day.
Our feature presentation.
2013. Really.
Well,
it's not funny, but it is fun for the other people getting heard.
Hey, kids. This is the week that was April 15th to 19th, 2013. But we are going back. You heard the Armenian comedian. This was April Foolishness 2013. This was the time they let him open the show. I'm sorry. It was so good. I'm the kind of person that did not tune out when they brought him on. I love this. So listen, he's always blaming them for ruining his career, right? So they let him open a big comedy show. They didn't interrupt. Let him go. So here's how he starts it.
I'd like to play for you now, Sam.
Excellent.
Yes.
This is how April Foolishness started.
Great.
And wow. Wow. He may have secured an opening spot for life.
Hello, April Foolishness. I'm Sam Darmy, comedian. Oh, whoa.
Now, people are already booing.
Right.
He said he's a comedian, they start booing.
Well, we hear from listeners all the time, and maybe we're just not good broadcasters if we don't take this seriously, but they tell us when Sam is on, they punch out. They go to another radio station when we're speaking to him, yet we continue to have him on.
They're wrong. He's so good. Listen.
You know, the other day I was walking down the street, and I saw a drunk driver hit by a car, flipped over down. And then he still get up, he walked. You know why? He was drunk. All his flesh was loose. Hey.
What was that? What was that? Hey.
Hey.
You have any idea what that was? Okay, at least we understand the joke. Or not the joke, but the sentence.
You're right.
That I don't understand the joke, though. Why was his flesh was loose so he could walk after an accident?
It means that your muscles...
You know, when you're drunk,
your muscles
just relaxed.
Yeah, that's what he meant. It's not a joke.
Not at all.
Okay.
But then when the crowd didn't...
And by the way, let me mention this, because the way this is recorded is they're recording the mic on stage. The booing is much louder if you're actually there.
Yeah, it was.
It's just not being picked up. That mic is mostly just picking up Sam's voice.
But what he, you know... This is how he comes back to the crowd that's booing him now.
Hey! I bet you if he was stoned, he will be die. No, just kidding.
What? I'll bet you if he was stoned, he will be die.
Oh.
Which, of course, means he would be dead. And then he follows that up quickly with, no, just kidding. Which is that's how all the best jokes end.
So... He started off terrible, and he got worse. This was the year he started talking about the Armenian genocide. That's how he tried to get the crowd back. I'm sorry. Kevin and Bean talking about him is great. But it did give me an idea. From that one, when I make an old reference and you guys give me the dead eyes.
Hey!
And then you'll know it was a joke, and you start laughing. They did a contest called Red Hot Sleepy Peppers. They would do that every once in a while. when they would play a lullaby version of a song. So I love this one. You can try to jump in to guess, but the big thing is Lisa May bringing the comedy.
Michael is on line 4, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, these ones are hard. This, it really sounds weird as a lullaby.
Oh, I knew you guys were going to give me a hard one.
Hey, they're all hard.
Ding.
Thank you, Lisa. All right, how about a guess, sir?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That whole segment, no one got it except one person.
So I was right?
Yeah, nice job. If I would have asked you if you were right, you would have said no. He was so doubting himself.
Didn't
good job,
like
Christopher.
It.
Let's go to more OJ talk. We can't get enough of it. It's weird because OJ died and it was the talk of most podcasts. And they happen to be talking about Bean getting his OJ picture. So here's why he got it.
You have a photo of OJ Simpson, nude, full frontal nude. We just tweeted the picture, by the way. It is blurred in the photo that we tweeted, but not in Bean's restroom. It's just there for all to see.
Correct.
Now, I'd like to start with how and why did that happen?
Good question.
And then we'll get to should the guy be able to use your restroom.
Well, of course I was going to let him use the restroom. It was just a question of what he was going to think coming out of it. But how and why did it happen? Well, I mean, it's a photo that was taken by a very famous photographer named Harry Benson, legendary photographer. He's
don't
probably
care.
Well, I'm saying this. I think this is part of the appeal for me.
Art,
is and I mean,
Kevin.
Yeah, it's art. I mean, this is a guy who he shot the Beatles on their first tour in '64. He's made all those famous photos, shot hundreds of photos, and you know, Rolling Stone and People.
So
and
you
whatnot.
Have a collection of his photos?
No,
oh,
but
just OJ. Naked.
He's one of my favorite. I have one of his Beatles photos too, but he's one of my favorite photographers. He's great. The fact that it's OJ Simpson is what makes it awesome, I think. But this is a photo that he took of OJ back when he was a football player, playing for the Buffalo Bills. And it was when OJ was a huge star, taken, I think, in 1972. And it's a photo that ended up running in Sports Illustrated or Life magazine. I don't remember which one, but cropped, of course. But this is the actual, this is the full photo of him in the locker room getting cleaned up after a game.
Yeah, there you go, though. In case you've always wondered why he has a naked OJ picture, that's why.
It doesn't clear up anything. I'm not really sure.
I know. He thinks he's explaining it. He's not. So they decided to take calls and ask, is this weird? Is this racist? I should have brought the whole segment in. It was fantastic. But this was probably my favorite call.
Let's try John. He's on line 6. John, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you think?
It can be interpreted as a white man exploiting a black man.
Right. Oh, now tell me about that. Well, what do you mean? How am I exploiting him?
You're a gay racist, Bean, and you know it.
And scene.
So that may seem a little bit weird, but...
Hey!
There you go. That makes it better.
That
yeah. Like I said, that whole segment, you should... Kids, go to the archive and look that up. That was April 16th, I believe. Everybody calling in was crazy and Bean was crazy. Yeah, you're right, Christopher. That doesn't explain it really. But anyway, we have a quota of OJ talk this week that we have to do. Now, who wants to hear the best song about poo ever written?
I do.
Me.
Thank you.
This is bizarre. The Scottish government, Kevin, is trying to urge older folks to get cancer testing for bowel cancer.
Okay.
And apparently the way they do that, and I please forgive me for people who may be eating while listening to the program, is they they have something called a fecal examination. So what they do is they test your poo, basically is what they do. So they're trying to get this message out to the older folks, and they figured the way to do it is with a catchy little jingle. And they have written and recorded and released a song, a public service announcement, to urge people to go to the doctor to get their poo tested.
Why doesn't our government do something that funny?
And you've never heard anything like this. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the best song you've ever heard about poo.
Older folk in your family need to watch their bowels. Cancer can be sneaky, like a ninja on the prowl. So listen to the song and get it in their head. to make sure they don't end up dead. Tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your second Uncle Vlad. There's no need to be sad, it might not be so bad when they're next on the loo. Tell them what to do, spin yourself around and test your latest poo. Test your poo, test your poo, test your poo, test your poo. Spin yourself around and test your latest poo.
Come on, that is not from the Scottish government.
It is.
It's great.
Is it awesome or is it awesome? Those are your only two choices.
So that was a real song. That wasn't Ralph. So, of course, Ralph had to get in on the action.
We wanted to find out more about this fantastic campaign, and we asked producer Dave to line us up someone, and I believe we have the man who sang the Scottish Poo song, Duncan McTavish, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Mr. McTavish, welcome to the show, my friend.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a great song you've done.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it, and it's, of course, for a good cause. So what we've done, we've created a little song, I think, that will help help ease the way, so to speak,
okay.
for this examination. It's called the Butt Song.
The Butt Song. Of course it is.
Take a finger in your stinker so those cancer cells won't linger. Make your O-ring open up like the mouth of an opera singer. So bend over, say hello, spread those cheeks there down below. Let the doctor in your sphincter take a finger in your butt.
Well, how to do it almost makes it sound like fun.
It's a good time it is, lads.
Thank you, Duncan.
To Christopher, you're welcome. To everybody else, I'm sorry. Oh wait, we got another message we didn't play before.
You know what? I'm not into potty humor.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I needed to give Christopher some good news. That was a shout out for Christopher there. He had a rough week last week. Okay, well, we'll be back right after this commercial.
Tired of all the beeping, honking? Visit StopHonkalism.com, created by 76. It's full of honking games, facts, and other beeping information to help you make your honking ways a thing of the beeping past. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
That's how you get it done.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Learn, kids. Learn.
Okay.
Thank you, Beer Mug. 8:54, time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph.
Don't be a honkaholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is Lisa talking about that commercial?
I don't know.
Remember back when honkalism was our biggest problem?
Right. With the honking sound effects in the background of her ad.
Yep. Let us go to a new game, a better game, Clucky and the Hits.
Yeah.
They brought Clucky back because one of the late night shows did it.
Jimmy Fallon.
Shoot, that's right. And so they figured, hey, if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for us. Okay, first one.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well, so far so good.
Well, this is what our career has come to. If you really want to know how it's going, not so well.
All right, you ready for Clucky?
Let's go.
Good luck.
Give it away.
Way, give it away now.
Right. Let's see how she did.
All around the world.
Oh, that's not a terrible guess, but it's give it away.
Give it away.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks for calling,
Ralph, you
Jessica.
Can't be mad that you didn't understand.
I feel bad for Clucky. You worked his little feathered ass off.
All right. Jose, was that Cluck you? Is that what you just said, Clucky?
I don't know. Speak chicken.
Something like that.
Next one up.
Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark.
The fuck? I will say he's better than Anthony Kiedis.
Right?
Okay, no one got that one?
Tough one. What say you, Jose?
I'll take a wild guess and say Parallel Universe.
Sorry, that was...
Tell me, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing, though. We appreciate the call.
I guess Kevin and Bean didn't play the Red Hot Chili Peppers enough. People don't know. Okay, next one up.
Clucky, how you holding up? You okay? You need some water or anything? You good?
A little tired.
All right.
Arianna Clucky this hard in a long time.
Arianna is on line 4. Well, Clucky, most of the time she's hanging out behind the radio station, just enjoying life. All right, Arianna, we apologize that you're part of this, but you ready for your Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Yes.
Good luck. All right.
Go ahead, Clucky. Clucky, go ahead.
Bark, 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 bark,
under the bridge?
Radio.
Scar tissue.
Take me to the place I love. Oh, come on. Sorry. Under the bridge. Under the bridge is what we wanted. All right.
Yeah, what's wrong with these people today? All right, next one up.
It's going to be Elliot. He's on line 5, and he's up next with Clucky.
Elliot.
Very funny.
Thank you. It's Kevin's very timely E.T. impression. Oh,
I'd like to take that.
All right, but it's in the middle of a Clucky bit. What do you want from me? All right, you're ready for your song? Shut up.
Yeah, put him in the file indeed, Elliot.
Shut
exactly.
up, Elliot. All right, here's your song. Good luck.
Everyone's thinking so hard.
It's difficult when you have a good singer singing these songs.
Right.
It's hard to figure out what they are.
I can hear the song in my head. I don't know the title.
Okay, no one got it.
The same last stop to be part.
Yeah.
It's not Elliot sings the hits.
Which apparently it is.
It's all for you. All for you.
I believe we were looking for Can't Stop this time.
Yeah, everybody did terrible. Only one person won. Her name was Jennifer. That's where we got that clip. Yay, Jennifer. Oh, wait, we got one more commercial before we land this boat.
This April at Subway Restaurants, you can get a regular 6-inch Black Forest ham for just $3. That's a real good sandwich at a real good price. Get your $3 regular 6-inch Black Forest ham sandwich at a Subway. Huh? It's 6 inches and $3.
And black?
Black Forest ham.
Otherwise, it's a foot long.
You can get that at Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras.
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
You should read through those. That'd be great.
Strangely, I did.
Of course, you can see why I love Lisa so much. That whole commercial was a moment.
I can't believe Kevin was giving her shit for not being able to read.
Right?
That's the part that blew my mind.
Let's get in the mood for ending this podcast with the ending montage of the week. And if you ever hear a cartoon clip on Kevin and Bean, it was probably from me. So here's a couple that ended the week.
Roll another one.
Don't believe the internet.
Just like the other one.
I cannot listen to this song.
This one seems to be about sin.
Christmas, everyone, this is Delta.
Stop acting like you know more about the internet cafe than me.
In fact, if you see him, punch him right in the balls.
Let's pass it around.
So, was Mr. Wizard
syndicated
or what?
Enough's enough. It's time to end this madness. Let's put this freak show on ice.
But I really must be going.
I must be going too.
Everybody, listen. I have something important to announce. You can all relax. It's over. We're stopping now. Thanks. And congratulations to all. Great job. You can all go home to your families now. It's been a pleasure working with you. No use going on. Stop.
That's how you get it done. See? Learn, kids.
Learn, kids, indeed. Oh, one last thing.
Hey!
So that means I'm done. Back to you, Steve.
Okay, good. Christopher, I think you should close with your overwhelming enthusiasm.
I will be throwing... Oh, wait.
No!
Now what? I'll stop sharing if it's not a poop joke.
Oh, it's not.
Okay.
It's.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Donald Trump continued to fall asleep during the proceedings as well. And, you know, what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, you know, and I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there. And I'm hearing it from actual credible people that as he's kind of falling asleep, he is actually passing gas, and that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular.
Then, audible fart, poop drop. You hear him, in this movie, you hear a man shit. Now, sometimes in movies, hear a fart. Rarely do you hear someone actively shit into a toilet that isn't diarrhea. It's not like, oh boy. It is just how each and every one of us turds into the toilet at night. He's just like, okay, I'll talk to you later.
I'm 100 or nothing, baby.